apropos reminder about the freedom and the liberty that we have in this country to worship like we do. Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor Gerard. I just love your heart, my boots. I try my best to just be spiritual up here and just focus on what God has laid on my heart. You know, but when I see my wife, I can't help but think of that song by Tom Jones. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa. Come on. She's beautiful, man. I love you, my baby. Thank you. That was a good place for the church to shout and say amen. Come on, man. Yeah, cool. Stucker, where are the men in the house? Yeah, Lord Jesus. Great to have you visiting with you this morning. By the grace of God, I'm going to get in what He wants to say and nothing what I have to say. We've come through a very, very interesting week of prayer and fasting. How many of you have experienced some tests, trials and testimonies in this week? And I see a show of hands. Let me make the test a little bit more difficult. How many of you can remember the two reasons that we proclaimed for having the fast? Can I then see a show of hands? Wow. So from 1 week, yet al klaar vergeet why we proclaimed the fast and the reasons we proclaimed the fast. Now, I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm here to stir your spirit, to help you see that we're not here to play games, church. Why do we put a fast on our calendar to make ourselves look spiritual as a bunch of holy Joes? What are the reasons, the two reasons that we proclaim that I probably preached on about 16 times over and over? I mentioned it last week. The two reasons that we proclaimed a fast for. What was it for? Can I see a show of hands, please? Let it form Celestius. Otherwise, we're just playing church. We're just a bunch of religious, happy, clappy Jesus freaks. We can go and join some other organization to pass the time because this maar net iets wat ons weer doen. Soos wat ek begin het deur te sê volgende last week se preek, I was told everybody does it. Okay, do you even remember what you prayed and fasted for? Goed om julle te sien na agter. Blessings. It was there. I'd give you both a hug. Love you. Mwah. The reason we proclaim a fast is because the only ingredient, and I'm going to say this, and then we're going to move on to this week's preaching, so please don't start watching your watch now. One of the only ingredient that I can see that makes the church different to the world is the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. To hold on to that with every fiber of our being. And then to make sure that we do not let, that God helps us not let our love grow cold. That's the reason we proclaim the fast. Nie dat ons sodat ons kan rondloop met 'n suur gesig, ek is honger, ek is moeg, ek kan nie meer nie. Help. Okay, so bless you. May you learn from this year. Next year, be prepared. We'll continue and proclaim more fast during the year. Are you ready for this morning sermon? Hallelujah. Before Renee gets a video clip ready for me, I want to pose a question to you. And I'll ask this. What if you're facing a crisis of faith versus sight? And you're living by sight instead of by faith, and as a result, the devil is stealing you blind. Hit it. Play it twice, please. Can we just hit the lights off here? It's better. Somebody there, please. A couple of off. Where? This icon, sorry, yeah. Excuse. Thank you, guys. Interesting, isn't it? Can you see how deceptive those images are? Now, the challenge is the same applies to our spiritual lives. Kan die ligte weer aansit wanneer hulle dit hoor? Ek sien die mense dink hulle verwag nou popcorn, maar that's how challenging it can be in the spiritual life as well, in terms of what you see with your eyes. And I've titled this message, The Crisis of Faith versus Sight, or Lingering Lot. The Crisis of Faith versus Sight, or Lingering Lot. What if there comes a time in our lives when we face a crisis of faith versus sight, and we act upon the seen as opposed to the unseen? Satan ends up stealing from us. Things are not always as they appear. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, it says, While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And I love the way the scripture says it. It says, While we do not look at the things that are seen. Maar toch, daar is soveel Christene, wat hulle blind staar aan dit wat hulle sien. We read that. Well, we do not look at the things which are seen. My question that begs to be asked is, well, how come so many Christians are living their lives by looking at the seen? Hulle staar hulle blind aan die omstandighede. Hulle staar hulle blind aan dat voor hulle is, in steede van wat sê God vir hulle in die woord. Because the things which are seen are passing away, ladies and gentlemen. They are temporary, in 'n oogwink. It's gone. But why is so much of the Church of Jesus Christ focusing itself on the things which are seen? And yet we read, oh, we focus not on the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. I believe it's time for us to learn, to perceive, to understand what it means to focus on the unseen. You see, if the people in that video clip focused on just the seen, hulle sou nêrens heen gekom het nie. Stem hulle saam met my? They just, well, there's this object, there's this, I've got to stop the car, I can't do it. So many Christians suffer from that same sickness. And I believe it's time that God delivers us and sets us free from that thing to be able to see and perceive the way He wants us to see in the spiritual realm. Can you say amen? We're going to look at Lot. And at this time in his life, Lot had many possessions. He was well off. He was filthy, filthy rich. And him and Abraham had a multitude of possessions, and they had so much that they could not actually dwell together because there was too much. All right? And let's imagine your life being like Lot's life. Imagine you at a place in your life where, I'm talking about prosperity, but the scriptural kind of prosperity, okay? Not the out of balance, money, money, money only, and the world revolves around money, and money is everything. I'm talking 3 John 2 kind of prosperity. Can you say amen? Let me try that again. Half the church is asleep. I said I'm talking 3 John 2 prosperity. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. 3 John 2 says, I pray that you prosper in all things. I pray, so it's God's desire for you, that you prosper in some, not some things, all things, and that you be in health, even as what? As your soul prospers. That's the kind of prosperity we're talking about. Can you say amen? So please don't think I'm preaching about money this morning. So picture yourself like Lot. You're at a place where it's the scriptural kind of godly, biblical prosperity upon your life. Lichaam, siel, en gees. Verhoudingsgewys, dit gaan net lekker. En dan ewe skielik, kom die vyand, en hy oortuig jou om jou te staar aan iets wat nie werklik is nie. I've used this acronym before. People have said that fear is the opposite of faith. Faith stands for forsaking all, I trust him. Fear is false evidence appearing real. So he convinces you that the false evidence that you see is real, and you believe the lie, and hy roof jou blind. We see this happen in the life of Lot. Multitude of possessions. He gets together with Abraham, decide to go their own ways. Let's pick up from the scriptures here. Genesis 13, 5 to 6. Lot also, who went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them that they might dwell together. Why? For their possessions were so great. Once again, I want you to focus on the spiritual side of it. Imagine you walking in the full measure of the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. And it's just going well with you in Jesus' name. That they could not dwell together. And then it says, then when God is about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, angels urge Lot to hurry up, but Lot lingered. Now here's the deal. There's a deliberate transition that takes place in the lives of these people. Something specific, an intervention or a work or a move of God. You find yourself like that. You wake up one morning and you think you're on top of the world. It is going so good, and the Afrikaanse sê, man, dit gaan so goed, ek moet keer, andersins gaan dit beter. Hoekom wil jy dit doen? Dis mos stupid, man. Hoekom wil jy keer dat dit beter gaan? Moet dit asseblief nie sê nie. Can you say amen? Nothing is ever so good that there's no room for improvement and good is enemy of the best. So moenie keer dat dit beter gaan. Maar verbeel jou dis een van daai oggende. You wake up and it's great. You're feeling healthy. You and the missus are in a good spot. The kids are flourishing at school. You've been promoted. Man, it's just you like walking on air and ewe skielik die hele hel breek los in jou lewe. And that's what happens here. You see, it's in those times when it's going well that, ja, God en sy dinge is maar daar so afstandig. And then the popo hits the fan, what do? O Heere, was jy? O Heere! But it's okay, we all like that. God loves us. So this is the scenario. It's going well with Lot. But God's got a plan to bring about a deliverance of a city. God is up to something. In the natural, with Lot's neighbor, look, it's all going hunky-dory. But in the spiritual realm, God has a plan to bring about his purposes. And we see a major intervention from God. And in Genesis 19, verse 15 to 16, it says, when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry. Please say, urged. Hurry. Can you sense God is not saying, look, I'm going to suggest this whenever it suits you. Whenever it's convenient for you, as jy dit by jou lewensskedule kan inpas, het ek 'n plan vir jou. No. The angels urged him because it's hurry. There's destruction coming to Sodom and Gomorrah. God is on a different timetable, church. The angels, can you see the sense of urgency here? But let's look at what Lot does. And then he eventually becomes lingering Lot. So the angels, they urged him to hurry. Arise, take up your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And it says, and while he lingered, everybody say lingered. And sadly, Lot became lingering Lot. Lingering Lot. The man that went into the plains. He went into this portion of land where he was full up, man. Abundance in his life. Full up, and he left empty-handed because he lingered. He left empty-handed because he looked at the seen as opposed to believing the unseen. A messenger of God, angels that have his best interest at heart, come and speak into his life, and Lot says, but no, I want to do it my way. And he lingered, and he ended up being robbed. He came into the land a multi-billion, trillion, zillion, gazillion, plenty bucks, mullahs, And he left with nothing but the clothes on his back, not even his wife. It begs a question to be asked. That can happen if we choose to stare at the seen as opposed to the unseen. Jy sê vir my, ja maar Mosie, jy ken nie die omstandighede nie. Wel, ek wil nie jou omstandighede ken nie. God ken jou omstandighede. Hy weet jy's in jou omstandighede. Do you think your crisis, your tragedy, your difficulty is taking God by surprise? You think when you go to the doctor and they give you that diagnosis that you're terminal, God is like, oh my God, Jesus, get the Holy Spirit quickly and some angels. What are we going to do about this? You think it's by surprise. When they broke into your home and you come and find that they've done a fair bit of shopping and they've stolen you, you think God is like, oh, what am I going to do now? I'm going to have to make a new plan for this oak. You think it's taken God by surprise? You see, that's if you believe that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord, those who are called according to his purpose. Because you've submitted your life and your life's plans to his lordship. Not your own plans, sir. His plans. That's the trap that the devil gets us to fall into if we stare at that which is seen. Why did Lot linger? And I want to read you. It goes on. The angels get even more. The angels see, listen, God is desperate to help these people, man. Okay? And it says here that Lot lingered. And the men took hold of his hand. Ladies and gentlemen, picture this. This is what happened. So God sends his angels. Speak to Lot. The angels, cool. They speak to Lot. Lot, the angels say, kom, ons moet nou move. Lot is like, ach, ja, wat. Ek's nou daar, hoor. Ons braai net gou hier so bietjie. And the angels say, no, you don't understand it. There's fire and brimstone coming. And Lot says, yeah, but I just want to get this last place klaar, please. And the angels grab them by the arms, read the scriptures, and they take them out and place them outside of the city because they realize hierdie manne gaan brand, hulle so slap. That's what happened. The angels picked them up and put them there. That's the urgency of the situation. Do you really want to wait until there's such radical, drastic, angelic intervention in your life? Or do you rather want to submit to the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit and obey while your body is still intact? Now, what am I talking about? You see, God had to let me be completely broken, body, soul, and spirit, before I let Him fix me. Don't let that happen. When you sense God speaking to you, and because you know, because you know, because you know, please do it. Don't wait for the newest prophet in town to come and give you some tongue interpretation and writing on the wall. There's a time and a place for that, but God most of the time wants to speak to you in the still small voice of the Spirit. Please be obedient to that. So the angels ripped these people out of there and placed them outside the city. Why did Lot linger? Because he focused on the dangers that he thought were in the places the angels were telling him to go. The angels knew what they were doing. God sent them. They knew which is the best place, the safest place to dwell and to stay. Can you say amen? But he had another plan. Lot had another plan. The angels command Lot to escape the mountains, and the angels, being God's messengers, knew best. But Lot wouldn't listen. In 17 to 19 of Genesis 19, Genesis 19, verse 17 to 19, we read further. And so it came to pass when they brought them outside that he said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain." Angels giving commands. Do not look behind. No looking back. Once you commit to something, stick to it. If God is in the thing. Can you say amen? I love what Colette read during the devotions there. It just blew me away. God won't honor your foolishness. And we turn around and say, like, Lord, I did this and I did that. And we ask God to bless our stuff. Huh, really? Instead of saying, Lord, help me see what you're already blessing so that I can get involved in that. What a difference. I love that, Sunshine. I think I'll keep you. God doesn't reward your foolishness, my brother, my sister. We do all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. What a joke, man. Don Francisco sings a song like that. It's such a challenge to us as Christians. We make our plans and say, Lord, let the blessing come, let the blessing come. But did we really start out and saying, Daddy, this is the desire of my heart, but how do you feel about it, Lord? That's how it should be. Can you say amen? Is anybody getting anything from this morning, church? Okay. So he says, so time came to pass, he says, do not look back, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. And then we see the tragic end of the story in Lot's life. And then Lot said to them, please no, my lords, please no. It's like, I'm paraphrasing this morning. Lot is like, no, God, I know you, God, but this is my life. I've got a better plan. That's what Lot is saying. No, 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 Lord, look, you're great and you're good and you've blessed me and I'm now rich and that's great. But when it comes to my personal safety, I've got this, Lord. It's okay. Thanks, God, but I've got this. That's what Lot said. Really? The angel instructed him, mano a mano, face to face. And Lot's like, no, ek weet van beter. I know none of you are like that. But maybe you know other Christians in other churches that are like that. You see, and that's the warning that God is giving us this morning, church. We're facing 2018. Wat gaan in 2018 gebeur? Whew. I don't know about you, but I want to walk by faith and not by sight, eh? I want to walk by faith and not by sight, because if I look at the natural, I would have packed up, joined the cops long time ago, joined some special investigation unit to investigate corrupt politicians. That's what I would have done if I look at the natural. But God's got a better plan. God's up to something. Some of you believe it. And church, we need to find out what it is. We need to take the time to sit down, shut up, and listen to what He has to say. I don't know how to say that more respectfully. That's why we got 2 ears. Somebody, yesterday I was at the shooting range, and I was sitting, waiting for my turn to shoot with my shooting bag in front of me, and one of the guys was joking. He said to me, Mozzie, are you waiting for wisdom from God? And I laughed because I thought, it must look like a pulpit to this guy. But I said, no, you know, I'm just trying to listen. I'm trying to hear because I speak too much. I'm trying to listen and hear because I talk twice as much as what I listen. That's why I've got one mouth and 2 ears. Just to listen. Say, Lord, what actually are you saying? Do we make the time for that in the mornings, in the day, during the day? Is our walk with God just quickly get something in because? Is your most time of intimate fellowship with God, is it while you're driving, while you're brushing your teeth, while you're watching TV, while you're doing your hair? Yes, God is omnipresent. You can talk to Him all the time, anywhere, everywhere. He'll be in your face if you let Him. But there comes a time, mense, waar jy jou onverdeelde aandag moet vestig op God Almagtig. And focus your heart, body, soul, spirit on Him and Him alone. Once you've prayed, how many times do you give God time to answer back? Speak to me. Once you've come to God with your prayer list and say, I want, I want, I want, I want. This is how I want you to give it to me. And why don't I have it yesterday, God? Once you've done that, you take the time to say, okay, Spirit, speak to me. What do you say, Lord? What do you say? Folks, unless we do that, I'm not a prophet of doom, and I'll never say, thus saith the Lord. But I feel prompted in my spirit to do that. Unless you do that, it's a matter of time before the devil's going to take you out. You maybe want to write that down. You're going to be a casualty. You're going to backslide on your ear. Unless you take time to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Listen to what God is saying to you. That's the essence here. Then we can learn and perceive what's happening in the unseen to be able to live abundantly in the unseen. You see, because as it goes in the spiritual, so it goes in the natural. As it's happening in the spiritual, so it's going in the natural. Somebody recently asked me about stuff happening in the country. I said, well, do you know what's going on in the spirit in this nation? Hoekom is jy dan nog steeds verbaas dat dit so gaan in hierdie land, letterlik gewys of fisies gewys? As it goes in the natural, it's going like that in the spiritual. So get in on what God's doing in the spiritual if you want the good stuff to manifest in the natural. Can you say amen? If that doesn't make sense now, ask God to reveal it to you and He will. Can you say amen, church? Hallelujah. All right, and Lot says, no, please, Lord, lest some other evil overtake. Lot faced a crisis of faith versus sight, and he was won over, and the destruction came. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, our open verse there. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Church, it's time that we do that. Remember we used to sing that song. And the deep end goes a chana. And that bass is, I walk by faith. Remember? Come on, anybody? Die afgelope 2 weke is die mense maar moeg. Julle het hard gepaat hierdie December, né? Of julle is nog dig gevreet aan al die braai vleis. Hopefully from next week when the school starts, there'll be a response from this church. We used to walk by faith and practice that. Fake it until you make it. Lord, it doesn't make sense to me. But yes, how it works. You see, Mosi, ek kan nie die volgende tree neem nie, because daar's net nie iets wat onder my voet sal gaan nie. That's why it's called faith. God says walk. He said, God, I can't see, let it walk. And when you take that step of faith, He puts something for your foot to stand on, man. That's why it's called faith, church. Come on, man. That's why it's called faith. If you just have to wait until you can see everything, alles is nou in plek, okay, now I'm willing to trust God enough. Jy gaan nêrens heen kom nie, man. Jy gaan nêrens heen kom nie. It's going to be the same old, same old, same old. Jaar in en jaar uit. Jaar einde van hierdie jaar gaan die mense jou vra, hoe was jou jaar gewees? Ja, maar onder die omstandighede, weet jy. Ja, jy het net onder die omstandighede gebly, want jy het nie gewaag om God te vertrou nie, my ou. Volgende jaar dieselfde ding. Mense kom uit, ja, hierdie jaar is jaar van deurbraak. Hierdie jaar is jaar van nuwe dinge. Volgende jaar gaan hulle jou vra, ja, maar dit is nog steeds dieselfde ou, ja, maar. The only difference between a grave and a rut is the depth. If you're stuck in a rut, you are buried, my brother, my sister. You're the walking dead. Word wakker. Come alive and get into what God has planned for your life in 2018. Toe, asseblief toch. Kom nou, man. What have you got? What's the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario, you'll end up in the same mess you are in now. Okay. Best case scenario? You'll experience the ride of your life with God like never before, in Jesus' name. Come on, I don't know what you want, but it's your prerogative to choose as you see fit. You see, that's where we need wisdom and discernment and making sure we're stuck into a body and make ourselves accountable to people. Proverbs 14, and I'm starting to land this thing. Proverbs 14 and verse 12. says the following. Turn in your Bible, please. Ek het 'n blaaskansie nodig. Proverbs 14 and 12 says the following. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Think about that. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. I want to say, pay attention to the tension. I'm going to speak to you in a language most of us will understand. So, vir beel jou nou, ek ry 'n spesifieke roete op die Suid-Afrikaanse paai en dis lekker op die motorfiets. It's long flowing curves, nice open corners, no decreasing radiuses, and you can just pin it and guess and it's flowing, and then I do it once or twice and I don't ride those roads in a long time. And then I decide to go scratch on those roads again. But I'm not so sure about something. I don't remember a corner perhaps like I think it is. In my mind I'm thinking, no. This is a positive camber, opening radius, and it's not a blind curve, so I can pin it. That's in my mind. But in the meantime, they've changed the road a little bit. The suburbs have developed. They've built houses. They've had to turn the road in a bit, and it ends up being a negative camber closing radius. And I'm coming up skimming. Woohoo, puppy. Then I meet Jesus. In all probability, the Holy Spirit would have been speaking to me, giving me an onrustigheid. You see, if there's doubt in you, that's in all probability, if you're filled with the Spirit, God telling you, if in doubt, leave it out. If it's not done in faith, the Scripture says so. Anything that's not done in faith is sin. So pay attention to the tension. Now, where I apply this in my life, I'm getting very, very real with you. If you know me, you know that I am an administrative legend. I remember anything and everything, meticulous attention to detail, and I can really keep diaries and all that kind of stuff. Isn't it true? No. The Holy Spirit quickens scriptures to my mind. Colette will give me a list of 3 things to do at the shop, and I go and look at a bike or gun magazine, and I come home forgetting 2 items of a list of 3. That's me. But so I'm leaving home with all the things I need to do, and I just got an uneasiness. Every now and again, I listen and I remember, oh, that's what it was that I needed to take with. But most of the time, me being me, ek storm uit die deur. Hallelujah, watch out world, here I come. And I'm on the road, I'm doing my business, I realize, oh, Mozzie, you forgot this, you forgot that. Why? Because I did not pay attention to the tension. Can you see the point? Pay attention to the tension. Listen and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you and do what He says. So, the Scripture says, there's a way that seems right to a man. Check it out. Look at the way, we've preached on this several times before, 7 or 8 ways in which God speaks. Check that out, and He always confirms it at least twice. Find out for that peace in your heart. Submit it to other people. Submit it to the Word of God. Die Here, people said to me, nee, die Here het vir my gesê, ek moet nie kerk toe gaan nie. I replied to the guy, I said, my boot, I used to fellowship with this guy, I said, I don't know what God you listen to now, but He ain't going to tell you anything that's not written in His Word. God told you to stop going to church? Twak, man! You deceived! It seems right to you. Hoe kom die kerk het om teleeggestel en seer gemaak? Hello! Welcome to life! People were hurting Jesus' church! Nee, die Here het vir my gesê, ek moet hierdie vrou skei, because ek soek die 16 model en sy is meer geesgevuld. Die Here het vir my gesê, hierdie uitwelf model is nou nie meer lekker nie. Die Here het my, you laugh, I've heard it. The things that people say, God have told them, I'm like, woo, who am I to judge? But unless it's between Genesis and maps and some Holy Spirit revelation that God has given you, God ain't said it, friend. God ain't said it. You deceived. You are deceived. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is a way of death. So Lot was a man, and I'm almost done. I'm on 30 minutes now, just about, so I've got to finish. So Lot was a man that tended to linger. Chances are, his wife learnt the same fatal habit from him. Why do I say that? You see, God said, don't look back. What do we know? Lot's wife looks back, and she becomes the first recorded salty crack in history. Check it out. She became the first salty crack. God said, don't look back. She's like, salt. Chances are, I'm not saying thus saith Mozzie, chances are she learnt it from her husband. So what's he pint, manna? Your wives are learning from you and watching you. If you think your wife is a hormonal mess that's always moody, well, maybe it's because you're not treating her like the queen of God that she is, or the daughter of God that she is. You want her to open up to you like a flower? Treat her like a daughter of God, not your freaking doormat. God has created woman to, on a spiritual level, genetically, if I may say, respond and follow a godly man. If you think your wife has been all standig, look in the mirror and say, Lord, am I letting you make me the man you want me to be, or am I a muhu? Am I a royal jerk? So men, we have a responsibility to lead a godly life so that our wives will want to follow a Christ-like pattern. Women find Jesus irresistible, and I mean that respectfully, not in a sexual, perverted sense. They want that leadership, that unselfishness, that courage, that boldness, that tender, loving care, all of the things. Women are created to respond to that. Let God make you that man, sir. Let God make you that man. Take up the spiritual leadership in your home. Jy moet boeke vat. Jy kry die familie by mekaar om die tafel en lees en bid. Bid vir die kinders voordat hulle huis toe gaan. Bid vir wysheid vir die vrou. Jy moet dit doen. Die prayer meetings is leeg van die manne, is vol van die vrouens. Where are the men? I feel much better now. Come on, man. The reason why there's so much crime in this country, because this country is full of homes where there's no father. There's men because they got testicles, but they're not men. It's time to rise up, men. Take the spiritual lead in your home. Ja, maar mos jy weet die vrouens is altyd meer geestelike. What? What? Men, word net wakker. Word net wakker. I don't care how much you bench or what your lap time is. Are you like Jesus? Are you like Jesus? So she became the first documented salty crack. And in closing, I want you to ponder in this video clip which you're about to see now. You see, you can read stuff from the scriptures and people might not believe it, but when you show it to them happening in real life, it's like, okay, hierdie bewys, ek kan dit nie teenstry nie. This is real. How many of you would like to see a real life biblical fulfillment of scriptural prophecy? How many of you? The rest? Okay, you can go home and watch TV. That's fine. But in Isaiah 43 and verse 19 it says, behold, I will do a new thing. There you go, Belinda. Now it shall spring forth. Oh Lord, let this come. Let this come. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hit it, gentlemen. Hit it. I trust the Spirit of God has spoken to several people. First and foremost, if you're at a place in your life where you don't know Jesus, perhaps you were taught about him as a child at school and hy is maar nou net 'n afstandige godsdienstige figuur and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, or perhaps you're afraid to die because you're not sure where you're going to spend eternity. That's why you're here this morning. It's not per toeval that jy beland het by hierdie gebou vanoggend. God's got an appointment with you. God wants to introduce you by His Spirit to His Son Jesus, to make all things wonderful in your life and start you on a journey where nie meer sal jy alleen wees in die storm in die boot van jou lewe, but you'll find Jesus in the storms of your life. If you don't know Jesus as your friend, maybe you just know Him as an angry God or somebody that you can't understand because he's so out of touch with 2018. Maybe you don't know Jesus like that. If there's anybody that you're not sure in your heart of hearts, if you died now, your heart stopped, or whatever, you don't know where you're going to live forever, you don't know whether it's heaven or hell, you're not sure. If there's anybody like that, please put your hand up immediately. Anybody. Anybody like that. Anybody, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Okay. Give you one opportunity. Don't wait to come and see me afterwards or another chance you might not see tonight. If you're not 100% sure in your heart of hearts that if you died, you stand before God right now, raise your hand. Anybody? Anybody? There you go, sir. I know there's more. We're not trying to embarrass anybody. This is, don't be interested in who's looking and who's not looking. This is about you and Jesus. This is not about embarrassing anybody. Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, there we go. There we go. You know who you are. Come on. I'll give you 10 more seconds. Anybody else not sure? If somebody asks you, what must I do to get into heaven? What would you say to them? As jy ook nie seker is nie, steek ook op jou hand. Anybody else? There you go. There you go. There we go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You can put your hands down. Then, if you're at a place in your life where you realize, Lord, my life has been like that dry riverbed, Lord. It's just this nacht. Daar is nie water in sig nie. Daar is nie is 'n tunnel wat nog van lig op die einde van die tunnel. But you want God to bring that kind of breakthrough. If your life is in that position, would you raise your hands, please? Anybody like that? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Those folks that have raised your hands, please come up to the front now. Right, you're in front. Come on, let's do that. Come on, straight away. Come on, come on, come on. If you're a CMA Patch Wearing member and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, please come stand behind these people. The people that raised your hands, please come right forward. Put your toes against the stairs. Kom, ek gaan nie spoeg nie, ek beloof. Ek het nou 'n bietjie bedaar, ek het gekalm. So ek gaan nie spoeg nie, come forward. Come forward. If you come forward for prayer, you're right in front. If you're filled with the Spirit and you've got a patch, stand behind a person. I need men with men, ladies with ladies, please, don't wait. Don't wait. If you see a gap, come. Come, come, come. Come. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we still have some folks on the end here. And if you're filled with the Spirit and you're not patched, Belinda, come, we need you. Gerard, there's a man. Okay, Herman's got Gerard. There's a man on the end here, please. Two. I need an altar worker with you, then, please. Where's Peter? Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The rest of you continue to pray, please. So just wait on God. This is a critical time. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to pray as the music is playing softly in the background. I want to pray a corporate prayer over you first. For the folks right in front, just give me your eye contact, please. The folks that have come up for prayer, just get your eye. I just want you to know that this either can be an emotional appeal because you're sick as lekker, of this warm and you wil graag huis toe gaan, or you can be standing here because you mean business with God. This is not about showing anybody anything. You've chosen to humble yourself and come forward and say, God, today, I mean business with you. I hope that's why you're here. In a moment, I'm going to give the counselor an opportunity to pray for you. Die mense wat agter julle staan, we're not people that have all the answers, but we love Jesus. And we're going to pray for you that the Spirit of God gives you answers for where you are at. If you raise your hands because you're not sure that you're going to get to heaven, they'll pray with you accordingly. If you raise your hands because your life is a desert and you want God to bring you that breakthrough, we'll give you that opportunity accordingly. I'm going to pray corporately, and then Yaku. If you could just follow Yaku. Yaku, raise your hands. Yaku is going to take everybody across the road, please, as soon as possible. Your loved ones will be here. Your belongings will be here. Ons gaan nie jou besie besteel nie. Jou goedere gaan hier so wees. You can relax. We're going to pray with you in quiet and in privacy. Ons gaan nie jou naam en nommer vat om lidmate te kweek. But if you want us to follow up and give us an opportunity to care for you and to love you, that's what we're going to do. Everybody clear on that? So I'm going to pray corporately. Yaku will raise his hand. You follow Yaku across the road, please. Let's just pray together. The rest of the congregation, just pray with us, please. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we love and thank you for who you are. You're a good God, an awesome God. I thank you, Lord God, that your love for each individual person this morning becomes a reality to them anew. Op 'n besondere manier, as individue, help them see and know that you love them, specifically them, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise offering as these folks accompany Yaku. Thank you. Come on. Please make your way across the road. We'll be back. Well, we'll be here when you get back, unless Jesus comes. Give me a chance. God is good. All the time. Just a reminder to the cell leaders, 10:45 till 11:15, and the children's church staff and volunteers from 11:15 onwards. Please feel free to join us for coffee and tea and refreshments afterwards. Now, may God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance over you and give you peace. Have an awesome week. Thank you. God bless you. Cheers. Go for it, sir.